A new group has formed to promote cruise ship tourism within Alaska. The organization wants to convince the public that the industry is an important part of the statewide economy, but its main focus is to change taxes and environmental regulations on the big ships. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
Last summer, Steve Heitz gave a call to arms against the cruise ship head tax during a tourism summit in Juneau.
The tax is a bone stuck in our throat, and it's choking us. This requires courage on the part of our state legislature. The kind of courage that will not win friends from the special interest groups that sold the citizens of Alaska a bill of goods with the cruise ship initiative.
The Skagway Streetcar Company owner was among those railing against the passenger fee and other provisions of the initiative, which was passed by voters in 2006. Similar appeals were made at two more summits, one in Anchorage, the other in Fairbanks. Speakers at all three meetings called for a new statewide organization to represent tour business interests. That's now happened. John Litton is owner of Sitka Tours and spokesman for the newly formed Alaska Alliance for Cruise Travel.
Everybody's fearful that we may not be in business here in another year or two if the trend of the ships repositioning to other countries and other states continues.
Alaska Act, as it's called, has several goals. It wants to let cruise lines know they have support within the state. It hopes to improve public perceptions of an industry that delivers customers to members' tours and shops, and it plans to lobby for changes to the head tax and some of the environmental regulations governing the ships.
There are a number of provisions in the initiative that we would like to see the legislature address, and it's not our intent that these things go away. We believe that there is some sort of a happy medium. There should be some ability to make a compromise that they can at least attain and everybody live with.
The Alliance for Cruise Travel is an outgrowth of an effort by the Resource Development Council and other groups. Litton says his organization is funded by about a dozen Alaska tour businesses and is not getting any money from the cruise lines. Juneau attorney Joe Geldof wrote the cruise ship initiative and has been part of negotiations over several of its provisions. He says the new group won't make much of a difference.
At the end of the day, just like we did with the pollution changes last year with the consumer protection, where there was, you know, consideration and some changes, there's one or two adults in the industry that sit down with two or three adults in the legislature, and we work out these problems. We've done that four times successfully, and a new player is not going to add anything to the mix except confusion and hysteria.
The legislature has been reluctant to make major changes to a ballot measure approved by the voters. Sitka lawmaker Bert Stedman, who co-chairs the Budget Writing Senate Finance Committee, says interest may be growing.
There were several of us at the end of last session that were talking about the impact that the industry is facing. But at that time, it didn't appear that there'd be much attention given to the industry and the issue out of the rail bill in this next legislative session. But then over the summer, with the challenges that Anchorage has had in their budget and their impact in this issue, I think, you know, that may surface.
He says any major changes, such as reducing the head tax, would need the governor's support. So far, the Parnell administration has said it will defend the fee, which the industry is challenging in court. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.